Blog Talk Radio.
Suffering and to wait patiently for what is becoming new and perfect.
Praise your name that we too can say the old has passed away. See, everything has become new. Amen. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, let's okay, let's play some music.
If the souls are screaming, hollow hearts are burning, if the streets are beaming, for how you learn it. I'm ready to go higher. I'm ready to go higher. Let's go higher.
Yeah.
Higher.
Whoa. Hey, yo, trippin' now, trippin' now. Everybody out here trippin' now. Trippin' now, trippin' now. Young girls out here strippin' now. Young boys out here hitting now. On the playground, find a clip on the ground. Chillin' till we came about the building and we heard somebody yelling. It was telling everybody, lay down, lay down, lay down. Situation hot like Cape Town. Hey now, hey now. Do I trust God or the K now? Cause when you're laying face down, when you hear the sound of an AK spray letting off around, I'm on second thought to the Holy Spirit. Check my heart and I receive that. G-check, out of respect for God, that fear I eat that with a deep breath. Bold faith on the side, if I die, no regret. I confess, who laid down in my place when I pray I get feedback. Believe that, I know I'm surrounded by grace, and if ever you need that, seek that, and believe that. By faith and instead of with a weed at, you'll see that we all need to be asking for praise and talk about the part of me to make it hard for me to live accordingly with that hope. Fight with all of me, but unfortunately it keep calling me on that note. Against that it's hard to revolt. Fighting and I'm writing down all of these quotes. Hope to inspire all of these folks so the Lord would acquire all of these souls. Back to the situation at hand, no. Block lit up like a dance floor. In the middle of blazing ammo. Spark so bright like you're shooting with a candle. Oh!
If the souls are screaming, hollow hearts are burning.
Everybody got the answers. They said that they plan is the master. They preach it to us like they passed.
Amen.
Yeah, yeah. The government treat us like cancer. The prison system make us bastards. I sent on the news in this plaster. We can't even turn to charity. They make money off our tragedies.
They get the money.
If life is school or hard knocks, the street will teach you like academy. Everybody in their glass house tell us what we need to do to make it out. When they was born on the mountaintop, they ain't seen no bottom. They don't know the route.
They don't know.
Environment.
Yeah.
I wish I could choose that entitlement.
Yeah.
Instead of being born in poverty and hungry hyenas surrounding me, the Fortune 500 won't hire me. So we create our own economies with dope money, our salary, just to feed our families.
I close my eyes and pray that God deliver me. Church is moving to our hood, but they don't come and speak. Why they gentrify? We risk our life. Selling dope, you probably die.
I got fat thighs, yeah, fill up fat now, yeah. I daily fight the light, that's my new diet. 100 stabs on the back, but I'm straight, yeah, I'm straight. I've been down for the count, I'm okay,
yeah.
I've been fighting everything, trying to kill me.
try to take my soul, but I'm still G.
I can't take it now. You've got far too long. Off with this fed on. Off with this fed
on. Hey, hey, stars I blow. En este mundo siempre existe gente que te subestima. Después te preguntan cómo hiciste para subir a la cima. Padre, Hijo y Espíritu Santo te llevan la misma. Yo camino por calle de oro y no de calamina. Yo no tengo letra que asesina, leo la Biblia pa' subir a tarima. Pa' todo el que se pase soy la mina y si el diablo se mete yo tengo la rima. Rima, rima, que te causa grima, siempre escucho eso, siempre son las mismas. Yo te traje la gritomicina pa' toda la esquina, así que te fascina. Angel Brown, Optimus, ja. En este mundo siempre existe gente que te subestima. Después te preguntan cómo hiciste pa' subir a la cima. Padre, Hijo y Espíritu Santo te llevan la misma. Yo camino por calle de oro y no de calamina. Yo no tengo letra que asesina, leo la Biblia pa' subir a tarima. Pa' todo el que se pase soy la mina, siempre existe gente que tengo la rima. Después te preguntan cómo hiciste pa' subir a la cima. Yo te traje la gritomicina pa' Espíritu Santo te lleva la mina. Dinero, 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 dinero. Yo no tengo letra que asesina, leo la Biblia pa' subir a tarima. Rapeando nada más se le nota su ego. Rima, rima, que te causa grima. Siempre escucho eso, siempre son las mismas. Desde diciembre enero, siempre le sirvo a Dios verdadero. Dinero, 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 dinero. Yo no soy el primero, no soy el segundo, tampoco el tercero. Rapeando nada más se le nota su ego. Me dijeron que no cante trap, que me ponga de nuevo pa'l rap. Desde diciembre enero, siempre le sirvo al Dios verdadero. No soy yo, póngase a administrar, que mi Cristo pronto va a llegar. Yo no soy el primero, no soy el segundo, tampoco el tercero. Lo tuyo, lo tuyo. Llegaron los que mandan tu bocina, me dijeron que no cante trap. Lo sagro que lo voy pa'l rap, es de tres días que se traga mi rima. En la cuestión que no tenemos escriba, lo que no soy yo con que lo denistra. Con su Cristo yo no vaya a pila, yo te ando que digo, no me gozo, es lo único que tu papá. Si de repente te va a pedir, llegué lo que anda a mí. Retiramos el sol por mi bien y a mi ley. Ponemos los huevos a creer, estamos caros más de 30 rey. Mi familia y yo no nos vamos a pedir. Dinero, 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 dinero.
Dinero, dinero.
Muchos lo tienen, nada más de primer,
nada más de primer.
Rapiendo nada más, se le nota su fe,
se le nota su fe.
Parece que las almas no están de primer. Estamos fallos, no queremos valle, tú estás claro, mano, que tenemos el power. Tienes tu cizahuel, también fumas agua. Aquí lo hacemos como Street Fighter. Me dijeron por ahí que la calle controla. Te subo el de push, también tú le enrolas. Ponte pa' que no se
survive, so we taking risks. Come in and stand, we gotta live, it is what it is. Red dot on your white tee, it look like Japan. The 40 is on me, and if I get high, it blow like a fan. They talk about the hood like they know the answer, but never been in. Come in and stand, we gotta live, it is what it is.
Lead a sign to the Zodiac,
ay.
I don't need a
mic,
just go ahead and tag.
Gun me down. I don't
giving all I got. Really living more than sentimental. Put it in the middle of an instrumental. Every jot and tittle from a brother pencil riddle. With the scribbles of the father's riddles. Let me get a griddle. Can I cook a little with the modesty? I tell him I am not playing, boy. Jesus coming back and I am not staying, boy. You loving money ain't looking too favorable. Blood on my hands if I don't say what I say to you. Hip-hop is dying and I'd rather save a duel. Then it's unbreakable. You better make a move. What you gonna take, what you gonna... I never switched up, I never ditched up. When they dissed us, I didn't flinch up. That's my sister, we don't give up. Ready to die for the truth that clinched us. You can't bitch us.
I just want my friend. living my life on the regular, ayy. But the attacks are perpetual, ayy. Forbidden fruit seems so edible, ayy. You try resist like elliptical strain. My mama told me you're spiritual, ayy. So I'm under armor like I'm Curry, look. You cannot bear with the boy, yeah. This is not the jungle book. Accuse me, no you would. I just come about the blood. About the way that these are serving crushing like Valentine's, take a seat with the mission, cross with the finish. Don't try to slide in my DM. OJ Simpson with the defense. Leg of fire, say in the end last weekend, but not today, say.
I think I know where he lives, ayy. I think he in politics, ayy. I think you getting my drift, ayy. Yeah, I think he made the explore page. I seen him at my last court page. I'm asking Lord, give me more faith. Told him he shit like a North Face, ayy. Gotta keep my face off, and I know my day short. So I stay woke, never days off. Cause I'm evil, never taking no days off. Whoa there, big fella, don't try it. Get that corn on my face, you know I'm on a diet. And I'm treating all of your lie like United. That just ain't flying, not today, say.
Yeah, I know your ways, already read all your plays, yo. I think I'm booked for tomorrow, yo. And today just ain't your day, hey, hey. I see you feeding they hate, see the bodies that you take. We do not break, never no breaks. Building this place on top of your cake. Come and see me body, ooh, my squad too deep. Got it covered like Newsweek. Kicking these fat like Bruce Lee, yeah. In front of W's like UV, yeah. Son got a sky, Lord, use me. Hit him with the ooh. Come out there, don't let him fool you. He bring up your past, boy, bring up his future.
We not confused.
Your name is racist, hatred, greatness. All this racist, traces, traces, draw a case for the face of nature. But on that day, you face the maker.
Hello, everybody. Yeah, I hope you enjoyed the music for the show tonight. Well, listen, my phone died. Okay, that's why I wasn't. We had some dead air there going on. But anyway, I've undergone the surgery, and everything is going good. Been doing chemo. Everything's fine. Okay, hope to be back now. Okay, on the air. Okay, so, thank you very much, sir. Okay, it's good to be back. Well, let's see here. Thank you, Tommy. How you doing, everybody, tonight here? Ashley Farrar, Gavin Moore, Joseph Gibson, Tony, Tommy Monahan, Tim McGillicuddy. How you all doing tonight? Hope you all are well and blessed. Well, let's get in with the sermon for tonight. It's titled, God is Patient. and it's brought to you by one of our favorite and many godly writings. There is no better Father than the Creator God. He has formed us and knows us. He provides for us, loves us unconditionally, and he longs for a real life-giving relationship with us. He runs out to meet us in our own sin, clothes us with new identity, and restores us to the abundant life he has always planned for us. So as we spend time looking at the Father's heart of God, may we have fresh revelation of his love for you guide you into a greater depth of relationship with your Heavenly Father. There is no virtue more calming than patience. A peaceful lifestyle begins with patience. When birthed by a heavenly perspective, patience can transform even the most stressful places of one's heart into calm streams of joy and abundant life. Our Heavenly Father perfectly models a patient heart. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 and 9 says, "But do not overlook this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord one day is as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, some count slowness, but patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. God's perspective and overwhelming love for us fill his heart with incredible patience." Think for a second about all the atrocities, perversions, sin, and depravity God witnesses on a continual basis. He watches in pain as humanity kills, steals, lies, and cheats. He watches as those he most cares for throw away his perfect plans for cheap invitations that only cause heartache and pain. But God, in his patient mercy, waits to return and bring about the complete restoration and creation that all might reach repentance. God is patient because he loves. God is not only patient in regard to the second coming of Jesus, he is wholly patient with you in regard to your sanctification, and relationship with him and others. He beckons you moment by moment, whispering to your heart about the great plans he has for your life. He waits patiently as he transforms you into the reflection of Jesus by filling you with his abundant love. He knows your frame. He knows the wounds the world has caused. And he is patient with you. So take time this evening to slow down and take a deep breath. Carve out some space in your business of your life and rest in response to God's patience. God isn't in a rush with his plan for you. He isn't in a rush to fix you. He simply longs for you to take some time and be with him. He wants to overwhelm you with his patient love that you might live free from the burdens and cares of this rush world. Psalms chapter 103, verse 8 says, "The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love." So may you encounter the patient, merciful, gracious, and peaceful and loving presence of your Heavenly Father as you enter into guided prayer. Meditate on the patient heart of your Heavenly Father. Ask the Holy Spirit to give you revelation of how patient God is with you, and you must mull over his words. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, "The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that also reach repentance." Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28, "Have you not known, have you not heard, the Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable." So where do you need an increase of patience today? What burden or care doesn't line up with the heavenly perspective of patience? Ask the Holy Spirit to help you be patient like your Heavenly Father. Ask him to give you heavenly perspective about your life so that you can cast off stress and burdens. Pursue patience and passion for all God has given you. Oftentimes, we believe patience and passion can't be connected. We see examples of those who achieve so much seemingly out of a lack of patience and believe that we need to be rushed and stressed as they are in order to have a meaningful life. This is not the case with God. God is timing, it's perfect, and his will can be known. If you will trust the patient heart of your Heavenly Father and live as he directs, you will achieve the purpose for which you have been called. So seek the face of your Heavenly Father today for wisdom and direction. Pursue passion and patience, and discover the wealth of joy and peace that comes from having patience for yourself and others as your Heavenly Father does. I highly suggest that you read Psalm chapter 103 that brings this devotional more into light. Amen. All right. All righty, well, let's, if you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ by now, and you want to get to know him, simply say this prayer to me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God, who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. Well, if you said this prayer, okay, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry want to welcome you to the family of the Lord. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. And if you said this prayer, we would like you to call in to area code 657-383-1487 and press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, you will come on the air and you can tell us that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior. Amen. Well, we got a caller. We got a hands up. So let's take this caller. 111.
Blatter.
All right, now Dickie Hopper again. Everybody, that was Dickie. Anybody else want to call in? That's 657-383-1487 and press the 1 key. Oh, we got another caller. 111.
Goodbye.
Okay, nobody else. All right. Okay. Like I said, if you called in and you want to be on the air, just press the 1 key and you'll come right on. All right. Another 111.
Pastor Ken Fishman. Prayers have been answered. You have been resurrected from the dead. People had given up on you. They assumed that you were gone, you would never be back again, that you were being held captive by Tony F. And you may have already been dead, but he was merely collecting your Social Security disability benefits. Praise God.
No, I had cancer.
Oh, Jesus. Not that. May I ask?
Yeah, I had cancer, I had surgery, and I had chemo, and I'm doing better now.
Oh, my God. I heard, I think Dickie Hopper said bladder. Is that where this cancer is located?
Yeah, my cancer was located in my bladder.
Oh, God. Okay. Were they able to remove it as best as possible, or...
Yeah, they went in and they removed it. And again, like I said, I've been on chemo. So make sure it doesn't grow back in again. And so other than that, I'm doing good.
So it's really great to hear you, because we had not heard a show, I mean, one time this calendar year. You had one show before this, I believe.
No, I had a show April 7th. Yeah.
And then I think, you know, Tony Gaga disappeared also. I think that concern over you might have caused him to kind of go off the deep end and sort of disappear. Apparently he's going to be marrying a African-American woman now, and he's given up broadcasting, it seems. I don't understand that, but yeah. Hopefully your resurrection will be a sign of a turnaround for him. Someone I know is very concerned about you is Pastor Veal, and he told me that he is unable to speak to you tonight. He is out with a girl, and I'm going to assume that is kind of like in a dating thing. I'm going to assume it's not like a prisoner that he's taken or anything. But he wanted me to ask this, and I apologize. He wants to know if you are pooping okay. That is a serious question.
Yes, I am pooping okay. I'm even peeing okay.
Oh my God! Oh, I'm sure he'll be happy to hear that. Oh my! I know I was concerned about that too. Thank you, Pastor Veal, for that. I like to imagine him out on a date right now with a young lady, with a little headphone in one ear, listening to the show, and chuckling, but smiling inwardly, knowing that you are okay, Ken.
That's great. Well, God bless.
By the way,
I hope he has a great date.
Now, do you know who this is, or I didn't give my name?
No, go ahead and tell me your name.
This is Johnny Longfeather.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
That's what I thought. But,
I've heard that Beanie Loco has been able to contact you a handful of times. Is that correct?
Yes, he has.
Okay. Well, I'm glad. I'm very glad that Tony and you were able to pick up the phone and answer it, because I've heard rumor that you don't take phone calls, and it concerns everybody when you have this medical diagnosis and then you're cut off from the outside world. It's very concerning.
Yeah, well, I've been taking calls. Have your
children checked in on you? Do they know of your status?
No, they don't know.
Oh, boy.
That's okay. I didn't want to bother them.
Well, I think they would care. I mean, like, you've got that daughter. What's her name? Tabitha? I think you have a pretty good relationship with her.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I didn't want to worry them, you know.
Well, I could see your point. A father knows his own children. I understand that. There's a message coming in from Pastor Veal. He wants me to ask you if it is a sin to buy erotic novels.
Well, you know, it all depends. It all depends on what you do with them.
Okay. I don't know the context.
You know what I'm saying? If you use them for sexual gratification, then it would be a sin.
Okay. Because he just earlier today, and this is quite an interesting coincidence, because he didn't know that your show was going to be on at that time, but he asked me, do you think Pastor Ken would think this is okay? He found this novel on Amazon, and it's about an Asian person who claims that in America he was forced to be castrated, he was forced to be a female, forced into homosexuality, brainwashing, slavery, solitary confinement, prison. It's just crazy.
Huh. Wow, that's interesting.
Okay, I'm sure he'll tell you more about that when he's not out with his lady.
I thought Pastor Veal was married.
Well, he all he said is he's out with the lady. So I think he might get in a little side action. which a lot of us don't do, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I know, Ken, you would never go out and get any side action, so to speak.
No.
By the way, and I know this is a delicate subject, but how's everything in that area? Is the genital area working fine, or was it affected by the chemo? This is a medical question.
No, well, I was having bladder spasms for a while, okay?
Oh.
Someone with a bladder spasm, you know, you have leakage, you know? That's a thing. But, I mean, other than that, I'm doing fine. I'm much better.
That's great. Yeah, we all enjoy good spasm now and again. So are you being taken care of by the VA, or is this kind of black market doctors, or are you crossing the border into Mexico?
No, it's the VA.
Oh. And they're taking good care of you?
Yeah, they're taking good care of me. I got to say that.
Okay, you got any other calls? You seem to be bored of me.
No, I'm not bored at all. No, I'm hoping other people will call in.
Yeah, I'm not in the chat room, so I can't see any of the comments that are in there. I just want to
yeah, I noticed
that. A lot of us assumed you would be back eventually. I know Mad Mark kind of felt like he gave up on you, that you were beyond, you were gone for good, you were into the great beyond. He was worried about you. DC2's been worried. Cobra Jeff's been worried. Pastor Willie Kahn has been worried. There's a guy named Oki. He's been concerned.
I can't get into Discord anymore. I don't know what's going on. It won't let me get in there. So I've tried numerous times. And just won't let me get back into Discord.
Okay. I'm hearing that people that was in your chat room earlier is a guy named Joe Gibson. Is he still in there?
Yes, he is.
Okay. I'm hearing from somebody named Ashley, who is either some – it's like a genderqueer. I think it's a guy, but he goes by Ashley. I think he's quasi-gay. I don't know. But he says that Joe Gibson – had a failed election campaign, and he just got beat 80% to 20%. He got completely blown out in North Carolina this week. I don't know if you want to bring him on to talk about that. He ran.
I hope Joseph Gibson would call in. Okay, Joe, if you're listening, please call in at 657-383-1487.
Yeah, he got blown out. What I'm reading here is 80% to 20%. He lost to a Republican with five names or four names. A really old guy. A bit of an old codger. So that's pretty embarrassing to lose 80% to 20%.
Wow.
I mean,
yeah,
they flip a coin.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
You get more than 20% of people just go in and blindly vote. I'd be able to participate more.
Yeah, you got to get into the chat room there, Johnny.
Okay. Got any other callers online there?
No, you're it.
Okay. So are you able to sleep properly, or?
Huh?
You're sleeping properly? Are you meds? Are you hooked on pain meds?
No, pain meds.
Some of those opioids, I know Joseph Gibson's been into those, but you can get hooked on those pretty easily. And I don't want that.
Yeah, I didn't get prescribed any opioids. Oh, I got another caller. Let me bring him on. 814. Hello?
Pastor Ken?
Yes.
Yes, Pastor Ken. My name's Thomas Leand. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, Thomas. How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. I was wondering if you could help me pray for my friend.
Sure.
My friend is suffering from a pornography addiction.
Okay. Yeah,
and
pornography can be serious.
I get that serious, and I try explaining to him, but like he's just obsessed with the fish. Like he is obsessed with fish pornography.
Fish pornography.
Yeah, fish pornography. Like he looks at pictures of like goldfish dressed in scantily clad clothing.
Uh huh.
Like I've tried helping him. I just don't know what to do anymore. Like he gets his, no pun intended, rocks off on goldfish.
Well.
I can't even feed him goldfish like the snack without him popping a chub.
Well, that sounds like a serious problem.
Ken, that when he
says
goldfish,
I guess it really brings a whole other meaning to the snack that smiles back.
Hmm.
But I just don't know what to do.
So, John, you guys think you
want
to say about this?
I'm not an expert on fish, nor do I find fish attractive, and I can't imagine anybody, quote unquote, popping a chub when goldfish crackers are served. I don't know if you're aware, Ken, but there are crackers called goldfish. They're a little tiny, like an inch long, and they're shaped like a fish. Did you know that? They're orange.
Yeah.
They've got crazy ones now, including pretzel. And there's one called vanilla cupcake, which is pretty good. It's like a cookie, pretty much.
Huh.
But, there's Pastor Ken, I just need help and prayer for strength. Because I don't know what I'm gonna do. Like I need to get my friend off the goldfish.
Well, I definitely pray for him, okay? That he gets his mind off of goldfish and starts.
Like I'm scared he's gonna turn those freshwater fish into saltwater fish.
That'd be bad.
Yeah, like I don't know how much salt those fish can take.
Yeah, me
like
either.
Pastor Ken, what's wrong? You seem a little lost for words.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard of a lot of porn, different, you know, about porn addiction, but not too much about goldfish. This is very disturbing.
I understand that. Like, it is disturbing. Like, this man, is addicted to fish.
I think he got it already. Ken, in honor of Roe versus Wade, you might have to perform an abortion on this call. I think this is probably a joke caller. What do you think?
What? A joke caller? Sir. A joke. My friend has an addiction right now.
Okay, Ken, okay, maybe I'm wrong. Ken, maybe you should pray with him, or for him, or
with him. Yeah, well, let's pray about this, Thomas. Okay, say, dear Lord, we come to you today, again, on behalf of Thomas's friend, has an addiction to goldfish. May you take this addiction away, okay, and restore him back to sanity. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
So I'll let you go. Have a good night, okay?
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Holy mackerel.
All right.
And that was, you wanted to come back and you missed us, so. Baptism by fire.
Yeah.
All like that.
Yep. Well, you just never know these days anymore.
Well, I mean, it would be bad to be addicted to fish like that. I mean, it's just possible. Maybe if you live near the ocean and you're out on the water a lot, you could get pretty lonely staring at carp, cod, herring, sturgeon.
Shrimp.
So that's not a fish, though.
I know.
Okay, if I was in chat, I'm sure they'd be typing in fish names, but I'm drawing a blank right now. Scrod. There's one called Scrod. Have you ever heard of that one?
Yeah, Scrod. Yep, there's haddock.
Haddock's a good one.
Yep.
I think I got booted out of the chat. I can't even get in the chat anymore. I think my log been deleted. Have you thought about having maybe Tony F. come in? Talk about how you're recuperating, how he's been by your bedside, nursemaiding you, just being your nursemaid.
He was very helpful. Okay, he did a lot of good things, okay, when I was recovering, okay? So,
I think a lot of the fans of your program would like to hear him come in and talk about how you're recuperating. I don't know if he's listening or not, or maybe he's out sitting in that front room listening to a surround sound TV system, possibly playing PlayStation. I don't know if he's listening or not, but I think I speak for everybody when I would encourage him to come on in.
Yeah. Let me see if I can bring him in here to talk to everybody. Let's see. Hold on.
See if you can roust him. I'll just sing some Negro spirituals.
Yeah.
Swing
low,
sweet chariot. Oh, I started too low. Swing low,
you don't
want to
come and say hi?
Sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. I don't know the rest.
Tony doesn't want to talk.
All right, well, got any other calls in the line there, Ken?
No more calls. It's just you.
Wow. Okay. So, when you're heading back to the, what's your next doctor's appointment? What are they going to be looking for?
Well, I've also got to go May 31st. I have to go in for a bone scan. Okay, they found some cancer on my coccyx bone. So I got to go get a bone scan done. And how they do this is they give me a shot of radium, okay, which basically makes me radioactive, okay, and then they take a picture. Okay, so...
Okay.
They're going to do that. And see how bad that is.
So did you say the cock bone? Is that what I heard?
The coccyx.
Oh. So do you have to be erect or do you have to be flaccid?
It has nothing to do with being erect. It's the coccyx bone, which is... There's a bone in your, basically above your ass.
Oh, that bone. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
The phone quality broke up. I'm on Boost Mobile, and I'm on a 3G network, so it's really bad connection. Okay, so they're gonna nuke your ass, basically, is what you're saying. Is that right?
Yeah. So that's the next test I gotta go do, okay. And then I see my primary care doctor in sometime in June. Yeah, I believe they would do chemo. Gavin, yeah, what about that?
Okay. So, so it's kind of an ass blast.
Well, it's a tailbone. It's a tailbone. The coccyx bone is a tailbone. We got another caller. Let me take this, Johnny.
Okay, hopefully it's godly.
111, you're on the air.
Kenny!
What's up, Don?
How you doing, man? I heard you had surgery, brother. I had surgery, too.
Yeah, I had cancer.
Kenny, that is awful, brother. I'm shocked. I'm dismayed. Are you okay, brother?
Yeah. I had to have cancer removed from my bladder. I had chemotherapy, and I'm doing better now.
Praise the Lord, Kenny. That is wonderful. Did I hear Johnny Longfeather on as well?
Yes, he is.
Yes, Brother DC.
Oh, Johnny, yes. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing well. I mean, I have my concerns are totally pointless compared to you. I just suffered through another bout of an evil virus that came from China. So apparently there was some big scam about how you get 3 shots and you'll be safe, but I guess that means you get 3 shots and you get more covert. So anyway, I'm on the mend. I'm up. I'm pacing about nervously. I'm clutching the phone and pressing it firmly to my ear and having a conversation with good old Ken and DC2.
Amen. Amen.
Now,
you know, Johnny,
he told
you know
me,
I was going
to...
Oh, go ahead, brother.
What?
Sorry.
I was going to tell you that Tony Farrar has been his nursemaid by his bedside, and I invited Tony Farrar on the air to explain how he was doctoring Ken, and Tony refused. So we're kind of in the dark a little bit about how Ken's recuperation period has been, but anyway,
Kenny,
go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, Johnny, I don't know if this is true because I'm black, but I think it's true that if you get those shots, because I got the shots too, brother, it's supposed to keep you from getting deathly ill. You still can get the covert, but I think it's supposed to keep you from getting deathly ill. Have you been deathly ill, my brother?
Oh, no, I've not been deathly ill. But
well, that's got me Grover.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, Grover Washington has now had it. The last time I spoke to him, he has had COVID 38 times.
Holy shit. Pardon my French. Can you believe
it's
that?
It's crazy. I mean, he should rename himself Covert. We should call him Covert Washington.
Ken, have you heard that Covert affects the black community disproportionately? Have you heard that?
No.
That is true.
Well, I'm hearing from a black person that it does.
So, Johnny, what type of surgery did you have?
Oh, Lord have mercy, Ken. Listen, Ken. In all fairness, it's nothing compared to what you're going through, brother. I want to point that out up front. But I had a tube shoved into DC3 to remove 2 kidney stones in my ureter. A stent was put into my kidney to help the flow of urine. And I had the surgery. They put me under. They put the stent in. And then it was about like 6 days. And I was very. It was very difficult. Very, very, very difficult time for DC2. But I am doing better now, brother. The stent has been removed. And let me just say, they took the stent out of DC3 by yanking him out. I'm just gonna.
Yeah, that's how they do it.
Yeah, Lord have mercy. It was like a flamethrower and a razor blade ripped out of my out of DC3. It was pain. It was painful. But Lord have mercy. Praise be. I'm okay now. I do have to go back for an ultrasound in a few weeks because I do have some other issues with my kidneys. But for now, I'm okay, brother. Just like you, I'm hanging in there. The Lord has been good, and I'm okay, brother.
Amen. I'll keep you under my prayers.
Ken.
Oh, no, Kenny, that's all right, brother. I'm good. I've got all the prayers I need, brother. You focus on yourself, brother.
Ken, do you understand what he said? He said that he had rocks up his penis. Basically what he's saying.
Yeah, well, the kidney stones are no joke. Tony suffers from that problem too.
They it's crazy. It's like they went in there with like a sandblaster and just blasted these stones, and then I came home and first time I pissed, I must have pissed like 18 rocks, brother. It was crazy. It looked like a crack bin up in there. I was thought my toilet bowl looked like a crack stuff house, man. It was
crack
crazy.
Bin. He pissed crack rocks, Ken. Remember when you used to do crack rocks at Down East News and Books and have luck? Remember that?
No, I didn't do that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Kenny, have you pardon me if this is too personal. It's been a while since we spoke, but have you been able to quit smoking, brother? Are you still smoking on the chemo or?
Well, no, I'm smoking, but I'm not smoking that much.
Oh, okay. All right. You don't smoke during chemo though, right?
No, I don't smoke during the chemo.
Because that would be some gangster shit, Kenny. Excuse my language, but that'd be some gangster shit. But I know it's not healthy, so don't do it. I'm just saying. It would be crazy if you did.
There's no way, unless you're in the most ghetto hospital imaginable, that they would let you fire up Newport in the midst of chemo. There's no place except maybe in the inner city in like a city hospital.
I'll tell you right now, my cousin Clarence would try. I know he'd be in there with a 40-ounce and a whole caught in the Newports, brother. Kenny, how long is chemo anyway?
It's about an hour.
Oh yeah, he could fire up at least 20 cigarettes, man. He go crazy.
Ken, do you ride the scooter?
Though, so...
Do you ride the scooter to chemo? Oh, Ken, he has a scooter.
Oh, Kenny, you
yeah.
got a scooter?
I've got a three-wheeler
the trike?
Well, I got the trike too, but I got one of those medical type of
Oh, I know
yeah.
what you're talking about. Yeah. So you use that a lot now or?
No, I haven't used it in a while. Okay, I've been walking. I have to walk to keep my bladder functioning. Okay.
Yeah. They tell you it's very important. Obviously, they told me the same thing, that I need to be more active. That will help, and drink more water. Haven't been drinking enough water. So I've been drinking like 4.5 liters of water a day, big bottles, to make me pee a lot, man. It made me clean out your kidneys and whatnot. So. But yeah, it's good to work, Kenny. That's a good thing, brother. I'm happy to hear that. I'm glad to hear you're doing okay. I heard about it. I was shocked.
Have they told you that you can drink Colt 45 malt liquor or Old English?
Oh, brother, listen, unfortunately for me, I have had to retire liquor, alcohol, cigarettes, weed, cocaine, PCP, ecstasy, heroin. And a few other things, a boat, and a few other drugs. But, you know, that's just for the time being, so until my kidneys clear up, and then hopefully I can get back on the train, if you know what I'm saying. And I don't mean to upset Grover. Grover, if you're listening, I didn't mean to mention the train. I know you're very sensitive about train tracks. I apologize if you are listening, brother.
I remember that.
Yeah, he did get that. He did get his penis caught in the train. Yeah.
It's very sad story.
Yeah, that was almost as shocking as Joseph Gibson's electoral slaughter that he faced. Did you hear about that, DC2?
Yeah, Kenny, did you hear that story? That Joey Joey Gibson ran for like House of Representatives or something. And he actually got votes. I was shocked.
Well, that's good.
Unfortunately,
though.
It was a very small number of votes.
That is true, but I mean, really, I mean, if you saw his page for his you know, to motivate people to vote for him, I am shocked that anyone voted for him. There was some gibberish on that page that I did not understand. Very clearly, Joey did not write that. And thank God he didn't win, because I mean, I would never set foot in North Carolina if that man was in charge of anything. That's just me, though. You know, I'm a brother. I don't know. Joe is a weird guy. He's very strange. He's a felon. I didn't even know felons could run for office, but apparently they can. Apparently that's like a prerequisite. But you have to be a felon to be in office now. I don't know. It's very crazy to me. But luckily enough, he did not win.
You would think that his meth addiction and his Jägermeister addiction would both drive away voters unless you're in the Jägermeister American community.
Well, and Johnny, he left his ex-wife, and he has a son that craps in the washer. Or was it with the dryer?
I forget. Dryer is more of a problem. Because if it's in the washer, you would just turn on the cycle and clean it out. If it was in the dryer, it would be more of an issue.
Yeah, it was probably the dryer. I would say it was the dryer. Because if I had to poop, you know, I wouldn't want to do it near water. I would want to do it in a nice, clean, desert-like area. So I would like, you know, I would use the dryer myself. So I'm going to say the kid used the dryer. I mean, he probably learned it from watching Joe use the dryer when he was high. You know, he'd just go and use the dryer instead of the toilet. I mean, the toilet sometimes it can get clogged up, you know, and you just got to go into the dryer.
You've got to be careful, though. If you're slandering him, then you could end up in a concrete box. So maybe you should back off on some of the insults here.
I'm just sharing an opinion, an informed opinion. That's all I'm not trying to be end up in a box.
Yeah, I remember those things were all...
Whatever.
Yeah, Pop Rocks, Cock Rocks, all those. Those things were all talked about on his show. So as far as I know, they're true. I remember that. Of course, I haven't listened. I've been listening over a year.
It also said on his page that he was married, and as far as I know, Bridget has a restraining order on him, and he actually went to jail for violating it. Unless he married like a pet rock or something, he's legally married, like Kenny's legally married, but she had a restraining order as far as I know. That ain't a selling point for somebody running for office.
Yeah, there's something weird going on there. I remember a lady named Bridget. I don't remember much about it, though.
So, Kenny, are you going to go back to doing, like, not a lot of shows, but maybe, like, a couple a week or one or two, like, a week now? Or are you just...
Yeah, I'm
going
to try to get back to normal here. I'm going to try to get back to normal.
Because you were starting off at one every 2 months or 3 months. That's your pace right now.
I think Cancer done pissed Kenny off. He's going to do all the shows now.
Ooh, DC2, you missed it. Ken played a song earlier, right before he did the sermon, and it was like a remix, and it had Ken's voice in it, and he was... Ken, could you play that again before you go?
No.
Because that was bumping.
No, I can't play it again.
What do you mean you can't play it? What?
It's on a track, okay, that has multiple songs.
Kenny, you got an album coming out or something?
No.
It's crazy. He gets cancer. Now he's just doing all kinds of. He's doing an album. He's singing. He got a song. He's doing more shows.
But
Kenny,
it was like an old school mix, like the guy was with the turntables. Because it was saying, okay, 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 and then it sounded at one point like Dickie Hopper's voice was in it, and it was doing like an echo effect.
Kenny, are you a DJ?
No.
Ken,
who sent you that music? Who sent you that music?
Beanie.
Well, then why can't you play it? Holy Moses, it's great. Oh, well.
Kenny, if you can't play it, I'll just go back and I'll re-listen to the show. Is it at the beginning? Is it at the very beginning or the middle? Did I just
It's right
miss
before
it?
The sermon. So like about 9:30 Eastern.
Amen. Kenny,
it's toward the end of music.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The last song. Then there's a bunch of dead air, and then he goes, okay. Then he reads the sermon.
Kenny, we got to get the band back together, brother. Did anybody call in tonight besides me and Johnny? Because I didn't even know you were doing a show. I thought you were retired, brother.
No, I was I I told Beanie I was going to do a show tonight.
Okay.
Oh, did Beanie call in?
Beanie called me on my home phone.
Oh. Okay.
There was another guy that called in named Thomas. Thomas called about someone who was addicted to fish and erections. It was very odd, and I encouraged Ken to do a caller abortion, and he ended the call.
Oh.
It was
yeah,
odd.
The guy has a fish pornographic addiction.
Ken thought fish it was real, so he did a prayer. I thought it may have been a joke caller.
It's funny you mention that. My ex-wife smelled like fish all the time. I think I had to get away, so I didn't really have an addiction. But, I mean, but I tell you, man, you walk in the room and she come, and it stank to hell, boy. Let me tell you, Kenny, it was like 18 dead fish in one room, and it was just one woman. So, I mean, I don't have an addiction to that. I run the other way. I smell fish, I run, brother.
Is it like salmon, or is it more like tuna?
Brother, it is more like tuna. Like, just rotten, brother. Just, whew, you don't have mercy.
Okay. That reminds
That's
me, shout
divorce,
out to
brother.
Ashley
we
in the
more.
Chat. Shout out to Ashley in the chat.
Oh, yeah, Ashley. How's that? Does she still watch the trains and stuff?
I don't know, but you mentioned tuna, and I was reminded of Ashley, so shout out to Ashley.
Does Ashley have tuna? She smell like tuna?
I don't want to get into it, but
that's not good.
I know.
Well, Kenny, give Farrah my best, brother. I appreciate what he's doing for you, whatever that may be. Obviously, that has not been disclosed in this conversation, as Johnny pointed out. But whatever it is, I'm sure it's really helping because you sound great, brother.
Well, thank you very much. Okay, so
Amen.
Do you, and I hope you're feeling better. Okay,
I am, brother.
That's great. Well, I'm going to say God bless everybody.
Okay.
We're going to wrap up the show. We got a minute left. Say thanks to everybody: Ashley Farrar, Internet Friend, Joseph Gibson, Tommy Monahan, Turn McGilligutty. May you all have a blessed night, and be ready for the next show. God bless.
Amen.
Good night.
Good night, Kenny.
Good night, Don.
Peace. Peace and hair grease.
Peace out.
Did I just piss on the floor? What is that?